Let's begin by finding a comfortable place and lying down on your back with your arms gently resting by your side. Make yourself comfortable by placing a pillow under your head, your lower back, or even under your knees, and gently face your palms upward. Now let's take a deep breath in and slowly exhale as we release some tightness, some constriction, some weight that may be pressing on some part of your body. Breathe in again, slowly, gently, long, deep breath, and slowly release more of this constriction. In fact, when we take our next breath, let's sigh as we exhale. Now let your breath easily flow in and out as you move your awareness to your toes, and let's begin a body scan. Wiggle your toes and gently rotate your feet at the ankles, first to the right as you make small circles, and then to the left. And now let's settle in as you feel some heat generated in your feet, and let's move that warm energy in your feet slowly into your calves and then into your knees. Feel it pulse in your kneecaps, and then move it, flow it into your thighs, and then into your pelvis, and then your buttocks. As the energy moves into this area, place your awareness on your tailbone. This is known as the base or root chakra. The chakras are energy centers, and you have 7 of them in your body. They act as the junction points between your physical body and your ethereal or astral body, between the local domain of sound, sensation, sight, smell, and taste, where we live in physical form, and the non-local domain of the unmanifest. So bring your awareness to the base or root chakra. In Sanskrit, it's known as the Muladhara. The color is red, and the vibration is Lam. Say it with me. We've just awakened our energy of connection, of groundedness, of stability. This foundational energy must be strong to act as the platform for all energetic flow throughout the body. With each beat of your heart, feel the strong red pulse of the Muladhara channeling the energy of wholeness, of stability, of balance. See yourself as a conduit for life force. You are a vessel for this flow of chi or ki or prana to begin its journey through your energy centers, strengthening with each pulse as it moves in you, throughout you, through you. Next, bring your awareness from your tailbone to a place a few inches below your belly button. This is the second or sex chakra. In Sanskrit, it's known as the Swadhisthana. This is your center of creativity, of birthing new healing aspects of yourself. This is where your nourishing decisions come from. This is the font of all your creative energy. The color is orange, and with each breath, feel the orange expansion of your Swadhisthana chakra. The vibration is Vam. Say it with me.
Vam.
radiating out and through each cell. It sends the energy of awakening, of birth, growth, expansion, nourishment. This energy center acts as the fertile soil for the birth of infinite possibilities and the pure potentiality of creation from nothing. Next, bring your awareness to the solar plexus chakra, the center of your torso. In Sanskrit, it's known as the Manipura. The color is yellow, like the sun, and the vibration is Ram. Say it with me. We've just awakened our energy of forward movement, of seeing things through, of getting it done. This is the Pitta chakra. This metabolic energy must be strong to consume all emotional and physical ingestions, cook them, transform them, access what nourishes and serves us, and then let go of what no longer serves us. With each beat of your heart, feel the strong yellow fire of the Manipura. When the inner fire of the Manipura chakra is weak or blocked, we may feel tired, frustrated, withdrawn, shut down. We're scared to take risks and confront people or issues. We don't have enough energy to plant and nourish the seeds of our intentions and desires, so they are unable to germinate and flourish. By strengthening the power of our Manipura chakra, we nourish the inner fire that burns away whatever is no longer serving us, including limiting beliefs, ideas, and memories. This will allow your life energy to flow freely, so you can experience the joyful energy that fuels all your intentions and helps you realize your deepest dreams and desires. Next, bring your awareness from your solar plexus to your heart chakra. To find it, simply place your hand on your heart. That's where your loving energy radiates from. In Sanskrit, it's known as the Anahata. This is your center of compassion, your true Buddha nature. This is where your ability to be peace, love unconditionally, trust in the divine, and most importantly, to forgive, resides. This is not just forgiving others, but forgiving yourself as well. The color is green, and with each breath, feel a green pulse of pure love washing through your body. The vibration is Yam. Say it with me.
Yam.
Next, drift your awareness to the throat chakra. This is your chakra of expression, where you give yourself permission to do things. This chakra is associated with the dream state of consciousness. It's located right in the middle of your throat. And in Sanskrit, it's known as the Vishuddha chakra. The color is deep blue, and the vibration is Ham. Say it with me.
Om.
We've just awakened our energy of communication and expression. Often constrictions in this area prevent us from clearly expressing ourselves to others. And a total constriction indicates that you haven't given yourself permission to speak. The Vishuddha must be strong so that all the energy created in the body has a place to express itself. Next, bring your awareness from your throat to the place right between your eyebrows and 1 millimeter up. This is your third eye chakra, or ajna. Like a third eye, it sits in the middle of your forehead and connects you to your spiritual energy. The color is purple, and the vibration is sham. Say it with me. We've just awakened our energy that connects us to spirit. The ajna chakra must be open and clear to see into the future and allow us to trust the universe. Next, bring your awareness from your third eye to the crown of your head. This is known as your crown chakra, or Sahasrara, the thousand-petaled lotus. In this state, there is no activity of the mind, and no knower, no knowledge, nothing to be known. Knowledge, knower, and known all become unified and liberated. The color is pure white, ultraviolet light, and the vibration is Om. Say it with me. We've just awakened the energy that connects us to unboundedness, all-knowing, all-seeing, pure consciousness. The Sahasrara chakra must be wide open so the energy from the tailbone to the crown can freely flow in, out, and through the body. By chanting these vibrations, you have opened and aligned your energy centers. There still may be some congestion and some constriction, so perform this chakra tuning with regularity and your healing will accelerate. Right now, let's activate our body's own healing properties by feeling the sacred energy flow through from the root to the second, to the solar plexus, to the heart, to the throat, to the third eye, and to the crown. And when the constrictions have all been opened, the energy just flies through you on a mission to reawaken your wholeness. Let's seal this meditation by chanting Om 7 times together.